I now bring to these microphones David James. This is a regular conversation that I have with David every week. We talk about an issue confronting the body of Christ and how to deal with it publicly. So we're going to do the exact same thing today. David, about 16 years ago, and I remember it very vividly, in 1999, the whole world was in panic about a possibility, a fear connected to Y2K. Now you and I both are reading articles and getting emails indicating there is a growing panic in connection with next month, September 2015. What's that all about?
Well, you're exactly right. There is a bit of a difference, though. In connection with Y2K, everybody, the whole world was in panic mode. But now the panic is within a large segment of the Christian community, some in the financial sector and some in the apocalyptic prepping community, who believe that there's a convergence of things that are going to happen next month that are end time events that mark the actual end of the world.
Now, from your research, what exactly is it that has fueled this increasing sense of panic, and why next month?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it goes back to a book that was published, released the first week in January of 2012, called The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn. And in that book, he claims that in Isaiah 9:10, a prophecy concerning the northern kingdom of Israel was being replayed on American soil, beginning with the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001. And so that, I think, kicked off this thing. And in his book, he wrote about a stock market crash in 2001, another one in 2008, and now we're out 7 more years, which is according to what he believes is the Sabbath year cycle that was given to ancient Israel, that there's going to be another crash, or could be another financial crash, next month in September. And I think that is what has started it. Also, he's written a third book called The Mystery of the Shemitah, which builds on some of the things he said in his first book. And then there's also a combination of things connected with a blood moon tetrad, 4 lunar eclipses occurring on Jewish feast days. So people are looking at this convergence next month.
Well, you mentioned The Harbinger, which was, as you said, the number one Christian book in 2012, selling something like 1 million copies in that year. And you and I both had a conversation with Cahn, Jonathan Cahn, on this broadcast, talked about it. Out of that, you wrote the only book link response to The Harbinger, and it's entitled The Harbinger, Fact or Fiction. Now, briefly, what was wrong with The Harbinger?
Well, actually, there are multiple things wrong with the book. I'll just touch on a couple briefly. One is that he bases his entire book on a single passage in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 10, and rips it out of its context in the book of Isaiah. So he has interpretational problems. He also tries to prove that God is dealing with America in the same way that he has dealt with Israel, and the implication is that there is a covenant between God and America. I also did hundreds of hours of historical research and found that there was a lot of cherry picking and some distortion of historical facts and statistical data and all of those kinds of things. And so it's really a completely misguided book from a biblical and an historical perspective.
Over the past couple of years, David, the issues raised in The Harbinger and then Jonathan Cahn's newest book, The Mystery of the Shemitah, as well as the Blood Moon Tetrad issue, have actually merged together. How and why has this happened?
Well, the Blood Moon Tetrad issue, as I mentioned, is related to 4 consecutive full lunar eclipses, and in 2014 and 2015, they occur on Jewish feast days. That has occurred about 8 times since the first century. And a man named Mark Biltz, who is a pastor and in the Hebrew Roots movement, has made connection with Jonathan Cahn. And it's really come together in their appearances on the Jim Baker Show, where they have both appeared multiple times. Also, they appeared together on a TBN broadcast that was hosted by Perry Stone is now said that that TBN broadcast is perhaps one of the most watched broadcasts that they have ever had. So people are combining these things, and the reason is that the last of the four lunar eclipses occur next month. So the end of the seven-year cycle ends next month on September 13th, and the last blood moon, or the last full lunar eclipse, occurs on September 28th. So there's this convergence, and these two men are also working together and being brought together in various formats.
David, you've written another book in which you addressed all of these things from a biblical, logical, and historic perspective. And it's just been released this week, has it not?
Yes, you're right. The name of the book is A Biblical Guide to the Shemitah and the Blood Moons, published by the Berean Call. And I do analyze the book, The Mystery of the Shemitah. I analyze the blood moon issue. I look at the claims that are being made. One of the things that is most interesting about the Mystery of the Shemitah book is that even though it's supposed to be nonfiction, there are 17 graphs in the book that have no vertical scale, which means they mean absolutely nothing, and there are no footnotes, no documentation for literally dozens and dozens of claims that are being made. And I also show that the issue of the blood moon tetrad does not fit the biblical pattern of prophecy in the Bible. I also bring in some issues raised by financial analysts that have actually been in correspondence with me, and I've also added some things from my first book so people can have a context. So if there are people are interested in this issue and getting a biblical answer, they can get a copy of that book.
Yes, and we have it available right here at Prophecy Today in our Prophecy Bookstore. It's listed as the number one opportunity to learn from a book written by a man who understands what's going on. Go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to the Prophecy Bookstore. There you can purchase the book or find out at least about it. Well, David, you and I and others also believe that we could be in the last hours, even the last minutes of the last days. And some have cited a number of other things happening right now or will be happening in September, raising the concern that something big is about to happen. What are the few of the things you've observed, and I'm sure agree with them, that we both have seen and have pointed out to others over the past couple of weeks?
Well, we know that things are happening at an accelerating pace that are setting the stage for the fulfillment of prophecy. You and I agree on that. And some of the things are obviously things that we see. For example, this Iranian agreement concerning the nuclear issue. An interesting thing is that happened is that NORAD has reopened Cheyenne Mountain after years of being closed due to worries about an EMP attack. There are problems with the New York Stock Exchange. There are things that are happening, even Pope Francis talking about wanting to build a one-world government. But there are other things that we would say are not correct. For example, the Shemitah year having to do with America, the Jubilee year, the blood moon fulfillment, and those kinds of things. So there's a mixture of things that are being put out there that are really confusing people.
Well, how then would you respond to these things?
Well, I think one thing is that people are capitalizing on and focusing on events that actually have been happening for years. I was saved in 1984, and since that time, in every single year, there have been things that have been happening that have been pointing to the fact that we are in the last days and that the return of Christ could happen at any time. So the fact is, he could return today. He could return next month in connection with these things, but that doesn't mean that these are connected to these issues of the Shemitah, the Harbinger, the blood moons. God has his own timetable, and he said, no man will know the day or the hour.
You know what's interesting to me as I watch some of these programs doing research? I'm not there because I'm interested in basically what they're saying or trying to learn from them. I'm trying to recognize how bad their teaching is. But it seems there are a lot of people out there making a lot of money on this, even taking advantage of the current climate being fueled by a lot of sensationalism. And concerning these prepper hype type people, They are scared and are trying to prepare for the end of the world. Now, how would you respond to that?
Well, for one thing, I would say that there are people who are not believers who are picking up on this and are taking advantage. One of the things that's being said is that the warehouses are being emptied of prepping supplies like dry food that lasts virtually forever, different kinds of prepping gear and all that kind of thing. And I would say this, we prepare for the end times by having our hearts right and being in a relationship with Jesus Christ. That is the most important thing, that we trust in Christ for our salvation. Secondly, I would raise the question, how could anyone possibly prepare for what's going to happen during the tribulation? By the end of the first four seal judgments, one-fourth of mankind is going to die in these judgments. And then when you get into the trumpet judgments, another third or a total of a half of the world's population is going to die. There's no way to prepare for the judgment and the wrath of God that's going to come. And one of the things that really bothers me, for example, the Jim Baker show, is you have him pushing these things, talking about these end time things, and then in 20% of all of his broadcasts, he is actually selling prepping material. So they're creating a market of fear and then selling into that market. And he's not the only one that's doing that. And again, the only way to prepare is spiritually.
Absolutely. Understand God's word, the end time scenario that's found there. And this broadcast assists you in doing that, looking at current events in light of biblical prophecy. In fact, the conversation I have each week with David James does the exact same thing. Study God's prophetic word. Best thing to do. But alongside God's word, how about David's new book? Go back and tell us again about the book, and they can get it here at Prophecy Today.
Yes, again, it's called Biblical Guide to the Shemitah and the Blood Moons, published by the Berean Call, which is the ministry founded by Dave Hunt. And I would encourage people to think about this. One of the things that I tell my students is sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is think through things logically and definitely think through things biblically, and this book will help you do that.
Absolutely. Our website, prophecytoday.com. You can come to my bookstore on the website and purchase David's book. Hey, David, thank you for all the information. Thank you for writing the book as well. We'll have another conversation next week.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. I look forward to it.